Once again, welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Cree Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. And I got the man himself, and I'm going to let him introduce himself to my audience.
It's Jake Berger.
JB.
Yep, yes, sir.
All right. So, I mean, you know, you've lit a match, a fire under this team so far.
Yeah, I've been feeling good. And, you know, it's all about just controlling my emotions a little bit and not trying to do too much. So, you know, I'm glad I've gotten to produce so far.
So what's your thoughts about just this entire experience thus far?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, you're in a clubhouse with Jose Abreu and, you know, Tim Anderson and, you know, guys that have been around the game for a while and done a lot of things. So, you know, getting to work with them every single day and, you know, talking to them, just asking them as many questions as I can has been huge. And, you know, just the whole experience, you know, flying everywhere, it's just, you know, it's surreal. You know, it's what you dream about when you're, you know, in middle school and high school. And, you know, it's cool that I'm getting to live out that dream.
Well, you know, you're saying Abreu and Anderson, I mean, you kind of establishing the name for yourself around here.
That's the goal. I don't think I'm up to their standards yet, but, you know, the goal is to get up there.
Every kid's dream of playing in the big league. Jake's in the big leagues, you're running with the big boys. I mean, do you pinch yourself?
Yeah, oh yeah, all the time. I mean, especially, you know, I tore my Achilles twice and I was sitting on my couch for 2 years, so I never thought this was even a remote possibility once that happened. And, you know, I'm getting the chance that the White Sox gave me, and it's, you know, I have to take a step back sometimes and just look around at the stadium. There's like 35,000 fans here watching me play baseball. It's surreal at times, and I got to take a step back and, you know, enjoy the moment, you know, be blessed to be playing it.
Now, you know, when I coach ball and have my guys around me, we'd be on the road, you know, in the hotels, and they're watching the games, and they turn on ESPN and da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you still go and watch yourself on ESPN?
No, my parents probably do. You know, they always love seeing me on there and me smiling and stuff. But, you know, I'm always a big believer, and once it's 11:59, you know, the day ends and you're on to a new day. So my dad always gave me the expression, the sun always comes up. And, you know, it doesn't matter how well you played or how bad you played, you're on to a new day. So, you know, I just got to keep going forward.
Come on, so you mean when you hit one of the game with the home run, you don't take a peek at ESPN, just every now and then?
No, I'll look on my scouting thing and just watch the swing there, see how good the mechanics were.
Okay, I knew you were somewhere around there.
Yeah, come on.
So for those youngsters out there, I mean, you know, how long can you make number 30 become a household name?
I hope sooner rather than later. You know, it's, you know, I love playing the sport, obviously, but I want to be both impactful on and off the field, and you know, just be known for my good charisma and just being able to be a player that people can relate to. So, you know, that's my first and foremost goal, and play as hard as I can, and hopefully, you know, it'll happen sooner rather than later.
You know, I would always tell my guys, whatever you did to get here, once you arrive, you can throw it out the window because it all starts over.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, you're constantly learning every single day. So, you know, that's just kind of how it works. You gotta get as much information as you can all the time. So, you know, that's the way I take it. And you know, you gotta be willing to listen. I think that's the main point. You know, there's so many good ideas out there and so many bad ideas that you gotta hear both of them and then you know, evaluate which is correct and which is wrong.
Last two questions. Who were your mentors and your idols coming up on?
Well, my parents were definitely my mentors. You know, they helped me through a lot of stuff. And then obviously going through the injury, they told me not to quit. And I'm glad they told me that. And, you know, I mean, growing up, it was Paul Konerko and Scott Rolen were my two favorite players. So, you know, I looked up to them and tried to aspire to be like them. So, yeah, I would say those two. And then in this clubhouse now, you know, I think Tim Anderson and AJ Pollock are the two that I look up to and, you know, take their advice whenever I can. And, you know, I'm just blessed to be playing with them.
All right, then let me take you back. You got that call for the very first time. You're going to the big leagues. You walked to the locker room and saw your uniform hanging up for the very first time. What was that feeling like?
Surreal. It didn't seem real. It still doesn't at times. You know, you're like, holy cow, I'm on the same field with Mike Trout and, you know, Tim Anderson and all these guys, man. Like, you know, they're all stars, and you know, probably Hall of Famers. So it's like, holy cow, you know, this is crazy. And, you know, I'm having at bats against Zach Greinke and Rich Hill, you know, who I've watched growing up. So, you know, it's still surreal. And, you know, occasionally it sneaks back in my head, like, holy cow, man, this is really cool.
Did you cry?
No, I'm not a crier, but, you know, I definitely had the chills and stuff. Yeah.
Coach, on the road with the man, Jake Berger.
Appreciate you.